السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan that He got us together again to make His zikr. Lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht-o-daman. Lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht-o-daman. आपके नाम पर जिसने हिजरत किया, आपके नाम पर जिसने हिजरत किया, पा गया वो बहारे वतन. लज्जते जिक्र नाम खुदा है चमन और गफलत की दुनिया है दश्तो दमन. आपके नाम पर जिसने हिजरत किया, पा गया वो बहारे वतन. हे जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, असल हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तर के वतन. I've explained this in the past also. The reality of hijrat is not just leaving your town and going to another town, leaving your country and going to another country, leaving one area and going to another area. The haqiqat and the reality of hijrat is that the person gives up the sins of his life. Then that hijrat also will be beneficial. If a person is leaving his hometown and is making hijrat for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that hijrat will only be accepted if he also gives up sins of his life. Otherwise, wherever he is going to go, he is going to carry the sins with him. So the azab of Allah Ta'ala will be focused on him wherever he goes. His heart will never find peace if he thinks that he is going to leave South Africa and going to find peace somewhere else, because there's a lot of crime here, but he doesn't want to give up his sins on the other side. Then although they may not be the type of crime that he is witnessing here in South Africa, but there Allah Ta'ala will make his heart restless over something else. People have gone on the other side and then they found crime wise a great reduction. They said it's very peaceful, there's no crime. But then we have seen parents there crying. They said there's no crime, but we've seen them crying over what is happening to their children. Someone says that my daughter married a Christian person. Someone says that my child went to school and complained that I slapped him, a small child, went to school and complained to the principal that I slapped him, gave him one slap. So immediately they took action. The child abuse department went into full swing and they arrested this father. A nice, good father, but just because he gave one slap to the child, the father had to go into prison. So different types of worries and problems then come upon the person, because they're not prepared to give up the TVs and the videos and the movies. Wherever they go, they take it with them. So they won't find peace. So, hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhoda de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Just the giving up of watan is not sufficient. You have to give up sins. Then wherever you go, you will find sukoon within your heart. Outside conditions will not affect the tranquility and serenity of the heart. The person will be carrying the gardens of Jannat wherever he goes, so he must find sukoon. Nay, he will not be carrying the gardens of Jannat, he will be carrying the Khaliq of the gardens of Jannat. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, aarif hai, magar dil mein Khaliq e jannat liye hue. So wherever he is going to go, not only he but those that will come into contact with him too, they too will say, you rather stay here for a longer time, we are also finding sukoon and peace and happiness and noor. We are far away from it. I too am in search of it. Make dua for me. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chod de, asl hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Yeh feizane aho fuga dekh lo, yeh feizane aho fuga dekh lo, damane ko hame dil hai kaisa magan. Lazzate zikr naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Lazzate zikr naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya, bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Lazzate zikr naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. If the person is in search of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala he will definitely find. But if he is not in search of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his heart hasn't got that burning desire to become connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala is not so cheap also that he will just get him on the roadside. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must also have that desire to get him in our lives. We must not think that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will just force it down our throats. His love will not just come like that. But the person who is in search of Allah ta'ala's love, Allah ta'ala will give him his love. Our job is just to keep on tapping the door, keep on knocking, and the door will open inshallah.
Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar.
Hazrat Khwaja sahab says, khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar.
Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja.
Whether he opens the door or does not open, why are you casting your gaze on that? You do your job, that you keep on knocking, keep on tapping, keep on begging. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open the door.
Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Aap ke naam par jisne hijrat kiya, pa gaya wo bahare watan. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan.
The town, the city of the beloved, wherever it may be, we have heard that for the ashiq, that is his watan. You ask the lover that which is your hometown, then he will say that my hometown is the town of my beloved. Wherever is the beloved, that will be the watan of the ashiq. So if that is the case, then he says,
Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن But it's not possible for each and every one of us to be the residents of Madina Sharif. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being very fair and just, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam being rahmatul lil alameen. So see how easy he made for us to be in Madina Sharif, even though we may be in South Africa. One is the durood and salam. When we are reciting durood Sharif, we are reciting salam on Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got the speediest of all conveyances and the speediest of all communication systems that immediately the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala convey that salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, every time that we make an amal on the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, then it is as if we are actually seeing Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are making amal on the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, then it is as if we are seeing Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is how he used to eat, this is how he used to make his wuzu, this is how he used to make his namaz, this is how he used to sleep. So the person can be in Madina Sharif, but he is not in Madina Sharif. If he is not making amal on the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and is indulging in sins and vices and evil and watching all the filth on the television screen there, then he is in Madina Sharif, but he is not there. He is at the Rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but he is not there. And the person who is in South Africa, is in China, he is in America, or is in Japan, but he is making ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so he is thousands of miles away, but he is there. He has got the ma'iyat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So, phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رشک کے چمن روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں، بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن، آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن، آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the love of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we make ittiba of His, so that we do those things that are pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we distance ourselves from all that is displeasing to Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us all that He has promised in the Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is not miserly with His bounties and His gifts. He is prepared to pour them. And as it is with all our sins, if He is giving us so much, then imagine if with ta'at and ibadat, what Allah ta'ala will give. With all our sins, Allah ta'ala is still giving us so much of ni'mats. If we have to look at our sins on the one side, and look at the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala on the other side, then who will ever give so much of ni'mats despite all the disobedience? So if He is giving so much upon our disobedience, then how much will He give if we have to obey Him? Because if He is giving us in spite of disobedience, then it is not something to be very happy and pleased about. Then it is a danger sign that it could be in disguised form an azab. As I mentioned in the Jummah Bayan, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. When they disobeyed, they forgot all those nasihats, advices, all those warning signs that Allah Ta'ala had given, then Allah Ta'ala opened the doors of all good. And when in the midst of the enjoyment, when they were in the midst of the pleasures, enjoying those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, suddenly we call them to account. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah peace, happiness, victory. May Allah ta'ala remove all the difficulties and problems that the ummah is facing around the world.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon.
Oh Allah, everyone is a flower in your garden. I have repeatedly mentioned this, that we should consider ourselves as the thorn. He says, oh Allah, everyone in your garden is a flower. The only thorn in your garden is myself. But then what should the thorn do? If we really consider ourselves as thorns, then what should we do? When the thorn complained of its abject poverty and absolute uselessness, and when it complained that nobody respects me, and they trample upon me, and they throw me away, and they ask everyone to be careful of me, don't come anywhere close to me. So then this thorn was told that go beneath the petal of the rose flower. Then when that rose flower will go into the palace of the king, they're not going to cut you out, you're going to go with the rose. Then you will go with the rose. We haven't heard of anybody taking a rose flower that's going to the palace and first clipping off all the thorns. So if we are thorns, then find the Ahlullah, find the Ahle Dil. Then Allah Ta'ala will give us respect.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha main bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kaar mein hoon. Raha main bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kaar mein hoon.
Oh Allah, I remained absolutely useless all my life. Now make me a useful person. Get me occupied in deeds that are pleasing to you. In deeds that are what we call amal-e-saliha. Bekar does not mean I have been without a car for far too long. Because bekar, if you take the English car, and you put bay before that, it means, ya Allah, far too long I haven't had a car. So, ab to mashghool-e car mein hoon. So now give me one car where I can keep myself occupied all the time in that car. Sometimes polishing the tires, sometimes shining the engine, and all the time looking for a new model. Mashghool-e car mein ho jaun. Far too long I have remained without a car. Now give me one car. It doesn't mean that. This is Urdu. Oh Allah, far too long I haven't occupied myself in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in obedience to you. Now get me occupied.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwaan ruwaan baal baal mera. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा, गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे महाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे महाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। करम से तेरे बाईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। फजल से करम से तेरे बाईद क्या है, जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो। तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश, तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश, तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो। बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी, नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो। रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र ताअत, बस अब यही शुगल रोजो शब हो। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहू अल्लाह अल्लाहू अल्लाह, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din main dua mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr e illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne gaur karo machli ke shikam mein yunus ko rakha kisne pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne unke naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khalilullah illallah illallahu 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 illallah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah I think that's enough for the night. My tiredness hasn't gone as yet, but with the barakat of your coming, Allah Ta'ala gave me the strength. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the taking of His Mubarak name. Amen. And bless us with His ma'rifat, with His yaqeen, with His muhabbat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے اللہ اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ تو کتنا پیارا اللہ How beautiful you are, my beloved Allah how compassionate, kind, loving, caring you are. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have not appreciated your bounties and your gifts. Ya Allah, despite our disobedience, you have been giving us so much to eat, drink, wear. Oh Allah, you are giving us lovely modes of transport to travel about in. Ey mere pyare Khuda, despite our disobedience, you are giving us so much of your ni'mats. Ey Allah, how much namak haram we are, that we eat the food provided by you, we drink the water given by you. Allah, make use of every ni'mat of yours for your disobedience. Mere pyare Khuda, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We acknowledge, we confess before you, Allah, that we are your sinful servants. We are your ungrateful servants. Ey mere pyare Khuda, but you can change the condition of hearts. Our hearts are between your two fingers. Oh Allah, you can change it in whichever direction you wish. Ya Allah, you are the one who blessed those people who were in kufr, in shirk, those who were committing nifaq and hypocrisy. Ya Allah, those who were the Yahud and the Nasaras. But you blessed them with Iman and Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. You became pleased with them and they were pleased with you. Oh my beloved Allah, if you can change such hearts, the hearts of those who were enemies of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hearts of those people who were your enemies. But oh Allah, if you could change those hearts and make them mahbub of yours, then what is it difficult for you to change our hearts, oh Allah? Oh my beloved Allah, we too want to become pleasing to you. Oh Allah, we too want that you must become pleased with us. Oh Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Oh Allah, man has undertaken transplants of hearts. Ey mere pyare Khuda, you gave man the intelligence to transplant hearts. Ey Allah, they do bypasses. Ey Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a pious and a righteous heart into our chest? Ey mere pyare Khuda, what is it difficult for you to bypass, oh my beloved Allah? Ey mere pyare Khuda, ab gunegar hai, ab siyakar hai, ab gande hai, ab napaak hai, ab mujrim hai, bande to tere hai, mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha? Oh my Allah, where do we go? Tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha? If you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness from us, oh Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness, then which other door is there for us, oh Allah, that we can tap? Who else is there for us that we can extend our hands and beg? Allah, then we will face nothing but disaster and destruction in this world, in the grave and in the akhirat. Mere pyare Allah, that is the reason that we have gathered, to seek forgiveness for all our sins. Ey mere pyare Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Allah, hum bikari ki tarike se tere samne haath phaila rahe hai. Oh Allah, we find it extremely humiliating and embarrassing and shameful to extend our hands before human beings. Oh my Allah, but we consider it a great honor to extend it before you. Ey mere pyare Khuda, human beings will become angry if we have to extend before them. But you will become angry if we don't extend before you. Mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara Khuda koi nahi. Koi Khuda tere siwa hai hi nahi. Tu hi hamara maqsood hai. Tu hi hamara masjood hai. Tu hi hamara ma'bood hai. Ey Rahim, raham farma. Ey Kareem, karam farma. Ey Ghaffar, maghfirat farma. Ey Ghaffar, maghfirat farma. Ey Sattar, hamare gunahon ki sattari farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are begging of you. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not test us in this world. Do not test us in the qabr. Do not test us in the akhirat. Oh my Allah, you are Kareem. And Kareem is the one who gives to people without them deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving. But oh Allah, you are Kareem, so give us your maghfirat. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat.
Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab bebar hai. Ya Allah, our bodies are ailing. Our bodies are sick and weak. Ey mere Allah, we have got pain in our joints. O Allah, we have got pain in our bodies. O Allah, and we are spiritually sick. Ey mere pyare khuda, our heart is diseased. Ey Allah, all the filth of the world has entered our heart. Envy, jealousy, malice, greed, pride, anger. Ey Allah, our hearts are filled with all kinds of evil passions and desires. Mere pyare khuda, because of the abundance of evil that we have seen with our eyes, and the abundance of evil that we have heard with our ears, and the abundance of evil that we have spoken with our tongues, and the haram places that we have walked with our feet, and the haram things that we have touched with our hands. O my beloved Allah, it has darkened our hearts. We listen to hadiths upon hadiths. We listen to Quranic verses upon Quranic verses. We listen to the incidents of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. We listen to the incidents of the Awliya-e-Kiram. But O Allah, it causes no stir in our heart. We go back to the same sins over and over. We have become obstinate, O my beloved Allah. But O my beloved Allah, tonight we are seeking forgiveness for all those sins. We are pledging not to return to those sins. Give us, O my Allah, the himmat and the courage of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Mere Allah, how long are we going to remain the proverbial fox against nafs and shaitan? Mere pyare khuda, nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies, and we have made them our friends. And you who are supposed to be our beloved, ey Allah, and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was supposed to be our beloved, ya Allah, our actions show that we have made you our enemies. Mere pyare khuda, hum khud bhi guna karte karte thak gaye hain. We ourselves have become tired of sins. Oh Allah, mankind is becoming tired of sins. They are becoming bored with their sins. And therefore they are committing suicide. Mere pyare khuda, guna karte karte itne thak gaye ke jaan le rahe. Ha, mere Allah, give us the realization that sins will bring nothing but restlessness. Sins will bring nothing but anxieties and worries and problems. Sins will bring nothing but your azab. Sins will get us connected with the fire of Jahannam. Mere Allah, give us the realization that if we are thirsty and we have to drink the waters of the ocean, it will not quench our thirst. Ey Allah, the more we indulge in sins, the more the talab for sins will increase. O Allah, the more the thirst for sins will increase. Mere pyare khuda, give us the realization. Life is running out, O my beloved Allah. Daily janazas are leaving from our areas, from our homes, our family members, friends, brothers and sisters around the world. And oh Allah, so many others are departing from this world. No warning signs were given, oh my Allah. The angel of death does not send any telegram before coming, oh my beloved Allah. Mere Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike, how he will strike, and where he will take our lives. When we do not know that, O my Allah, then how can we be popping drugs into our mouths? Ey Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. Don't let the angel of death find us on any porn site on the internet. O Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater. Or a gambling den. Mere pyare Allah, what embarrassment it will be for the family, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mere Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood was shed. Allah, so much of his blood flows that his shoe becomes filled with his mubarak blood. Mere Allah, he stands whole night in prayer crying for the ummah. Allah, when he is in sajda, sometimes he is crying the whole night in sajda for the ummah. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Allah, 3 solid years they boycotted. No food is allowed, no drink is allowed, the time comes when that beloved Nabi of yours, ay Allah, for whom you could have sent down the Dasturkhans from the heavens, but for the sake of the Ummah, oh my Allah, they are chewing leather of the shoes, they are chewing the leaves of the trees, where Allah, what sacrifices they made. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, the family of Rasul-e-Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and others, so that the deed of Islam may reach us. Ay Allah, we have shown no appreciation for this deed because we got it free. Ay Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we ask for Jam-e-Kawthar, if Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has to hold our garment and say that when my deen was leaving your home, when my deen was leaving your walimas and your marriages, when my deen was leaving your bazaars and marketplaces, when my deen had left your schools and colleges and madrasas, then at that time, not even a frown came on your forehead. Where Allah, what are we going to reply? Therefore, O my Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness. O Allah, change the direction of our lives. We have gone on the wrong track, but O Allah, bring us back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Sharif. Allah, distance us from the road that leads to fire of hell. Ay mere pyare Khuda, unite the parents and children, the brothers and sisters, wives and husbands. Allah, give everyone the tawfiq to fulfill each other's rights. Ay mere pyare Khuda, unite the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ha, mere Allah, the Muslim world is witnessing the Israeli trucks roll into Palestine. Mere Allah, so much of destruction is coming. How long are the Muslims going to watch? Mere Allah, those countries who've got so much of arms and ammunition, and they claim, oh Allah, that they have got kingdoms. How long are they going to watch the destruction of Aqsa? How long are they going to watch the destruction of our Palestinian brothers and sisters? Mere Allah, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in India, all over the world, oh my beloved Allah, the enemies of Islam are attacking. Ay mere pyare Khuda, give them hidayat. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Open their eyes to the reality of Islam. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate and they've made up their minds that they are not going to accept, then oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, send violent winds against them. Allah, send storms against them. Send the flood waters against them. Allah, just as they have made thousands or hundreds of thousands of Muslims homeless, Allah, let the flood waters make them homeless. Ay mere pyare Khuda, cause such division and disunity in their ranks that, oh my beloved Allah, their alliances fail, their coalitions fail. Cause their planes to crash in the mountains. Cause their ships to sink in the oceans. Where Allah, you sent the Ababil and you destroyed the army of Abraha. Aaj bhi tu wahi qudrat wala khuda hai. Ay Allah, we have gone weak. You have not gone weak. So, oh Allah, give hidayat to those enemies. Bless them with Islam and Iman. But, oh Allah, if they are not going to accept and they have planned to send up on missiles and cause destruction, then, oh Allah, send those same missiles against them. Mere Allah, you send your forces against them. Ay Allah, bless us all with your marifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat. Bless us with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with the life of zuhud and taqwa. Ay Allah, is dunya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Ay Allah, when our time of departure comes, call us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Ay Allah, ay mere pyare Allah, we know how weak we are. Therefore we are asking for death in Madina Tayyibah, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, we may get forgiveness. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Marte waqt teri koi aisi tajalli dikhla de ki hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh wa daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Hamari mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma.
دار العلوم مدارس کی مجنت قبول فرما، جتنے بھی دین کے کام کرنے والے ہیں سب کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، all his life he made دعا for us, especially in حجت الوداع with his 124,000 companions. اے اللہ, every corner he made دعا for us, every step he was making دعا for the امت. ہاں میرے اللہ, میرے پیارے نبی کتنا روئے کتنا روئے. اے اللہ, how much he cried for the امت. اے اللہ, the duas that نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام made after kissing the حجر اسود. میرے پیارے نبی نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا, رکن یمانی کو چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مطاف پہ چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, حتیب کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے کھڑے ہو کر جو رو رو کے مانگا تھا, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر, او اللہ, he attached himself with the ملتزم for how long. Tears rolled down his cheeks, his ihram became wet with his tears. اے اللہ, for whom was he crying? For whom were those tears being shed? He was masoom, he was sinless. اے اللہ, امت کے لیے روتے رہے مانگتے رہے. اے اللہ, تو ہمارے گناہوں کو مت دیکھ, میرے پیارے نبی کے ان آنسوؤں کو دیکھ. میرے اللہ, don't look at our sins, look at those tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the multazam. Ha, میرے اللہ, the duas that he made after making the namaz behind Maqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, all the duas that he made for the ummat of khair. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Our children with that goodness. The entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqa-e-tufail mein ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. میرے اللہ, تیرے فضل و کرم سے قبول فرما, ہم جیسے بھی ہے قبول فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.